Chapter 3, Something Fishy. The next morning, Aunt Miranda came to the shed to get a wheelbarrow. "Whoa," she exclaimed when she saw the girls at work. "What on earth are you girls doing?" Kendall was wet and covered with bubbles. Emerson was sitting in the middle of a sea of paper scraps. Will said, "It's a secret." Camille said that she can't come to the garden in the mornings, said Emerson, suddenly making a surprise for her. "Promise you won't tell?" "I promise," said Aunt Miranda. She grinned. "I won't know what to say anyway, because I can't tell what you're making here, except a wonderful mess. What is this?" "It's going to be an underwater garden," Will said, "because Camille wants to be a mermaid. Her granny made her a mermaid's tail, but she outgrew it," said Ashlyn. "Camille can't go to the ocean," explained Kendall. "So we're bringing the ocean to her." Ashlyn wiped her forehead with the back of her hand. "It's harder than we thought it was going to be," she admitted. "But it'll be worth if it makes Camille happy." "We'll all be happy when it's finished." "Willa, you mean it's finished," joked Kendall. She put the palms of her hands together and turned them left and right, like a fin's fish. "I hope we can keep it a secret until then." "Don't worry," said Aunt Miranda. "I'll keep your secret." She winked. "It'll be easy. I'll just climb up." But keeping the underwater garden a secret from Camille was not easy for the girls. The very next afternoon, they were at the old shed working hard on their underwater garden. Willow was putting stuffing into a pillow and Ashlyn was painting pink flowers on the tub. Emerson was making paper cutouts of sea creatures. And Kendall was fiddling with the water faucet. Suddenly, they heard Camille call from just inside the gate. "Yoo-hoo! Hello, I'm here." "Where is everybody?" "Eek!" squeaked Willa. "Camille is here already, and I'm covered with ground. Tell her that you've got a poison egg. Kendall. Hurry up, whispered Willow. Camille wiped her wet hands on her skirt and as she hurried to meet Camille. Hi, Camille, she said nervously. How come you're all wet? Asked Camille. Oh, I was just wiggling around in the faucet, said Kendall. She changed the subject before Camille could ask why. So how was this morning? Well, late this morning. Fine, answered Camille. We learned a plea. She started to walk toward the playhouse. But Camille heard her back. What's a delay? Asked Kendall. It's sort of a squat, says Camille. Oh, please show me, says Kendall. Well, okay, said Camille. It's like this. She turned her toes out, bent her knees, sang down, and rolled up again. Like this, asked Kendall, copying Camille. Yep. Good. This, said Camille, starting again toward the playhouse. Come on! Let's wait! Said Kendall, desperately trying to give the other girls more time. She sank down and bounced up in the plea. Then did this again, saying, I like it. Kendall was relieved when the other girls came running up to the gate. They all looked a little red in the face. What are you two doing? Asked Arison out of breath. Camille learned plays this morning, she said. Kendall, look, she sang down and bounced up to show the other girls. Plays, cheered the girls, singing down and bouncing up like blinky kangaroos. Camille asked her friends, what did you do this morning? Oh, you know, just stuff, answered Willa cautiously. Camille pointed to some paints on Ashton's hand. Are you painting? She asked. Painting? Repeated Ashton, looking at her dotty hand. Well, I guess so. I mean, kind of. Camille looked confused. Quickly, Emerson said, we were mostly just waiting for you. So now that you're here, let's assemble both. That's the one of our plans, said Kendall, waving her notebook. Remember? She sang to the tune of Yankee Doodle. Acrobats and rainy picnics, boats and lots of doodles. Starry skies and fireflies, we really use our noodles. There's an old tin tub in the gardening shed, said Camille. We can pretend it's a boat. Come on.
the shed. Let's go find it. We can clean it up. And paint. And no! The other girls all said at once. They blocked Camille's way to the shed. Camille stopped short, puzzled. She began. What does he want? Kendall talked over her. Let's not do the boat play right now, she said briskly. Let's play an acrobat show instead. Hooray! Said Emerson. A show! Camille was surprised. And a bit hurt at being snubbed and ignored, but no one seemed to notice because they were all swept away by Emerson, who commanded everyone, come with me. Emerson ran to the stage, leading the girls. So, who has an idea? She asked. No one said anything. Don't you have any ideas? Emerson asked Camille. You usually have millions? Sure, said Emerson. Let's see. I know. I'll do my cartwheel and you can balance the ball. And then she petered out. Willa piped up. I've got a great idea for a solo act. But he hates those, said Camille. Willa ignored her. She climbed up onto the stage and I'll do please and sing new words I've made up to row, row, row your boat. She said, listen, Willa held out the edges of her skirt as she sank down and rose up awkwardly. She sang, down, up, down, and up, bend your knees and squat. Something, 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 doing some please. I love it, gushed Emerson. It's wonderful, said Ashton and Kendall. Said nothing but clap politely. Shouldn't your song rhyme? Asked Camille. Don't worry, I'll figure that out later, said Willa, brushing off Camille's question as if it were a pesky fly. Okay, said Camille. She was so Seth Emerson, who loved to write songs, wasn't suggesting improvements to Willa. And since when did Willa want to be alone on the stage, singing and dancing all by herself? When the Willy Wishes had put on their fall show, Willa had refused to do a solo. Camille thought her friends were not behaving like themselves at all.